Now to a student who's still trying to decide on a school. William Nelligan is a high school senior in Portland, Maine. He and his family are discussing the choice between an affordable public university and the more expensive private colleges he's always dreamed of attending. Youth Radio produced his commentary.
I can't forget opening that first letter. Dear William, congratulations on your admission. This one was an acceptance from one of my safety schools, but whether it was the University of Wasilla or the University of Pennsylvania, what an exhilarating moment. Now that the notices from the rest of the schools are coming in, the hard reality of financing my college education is starting to hit. One college offered $2,000 in aid, another $13,000. Until now, I never thought very much about paying for college. I always thought my parents could take out a loan, I would get a boatload of scholarships thanks to good grades and test scores, or I would be covered under my university's aid plan. All of this is still on the table, but my parents are putting things into perspective. Here's my dad, Bill.
We've been trying to save for college since you were born, but the economy hasn't really cooperated in the last few years.
How so?
Well, the value of the investments for your college fund depreciated substantially.
Substantially means 75%. That's huge. But I don't want to think about putting one of my acceptance letters back in the envelope. Neither do my parents. That's what makes the honest conversations about money in college so hard.
Okay, about next year and the budget.
That's my friend Anna Flanagan broaching the subject with her parents, Jim Flanagan and Carrie Stevens.
The schools cost $43,000, and I guess you've heard that we've never made $43,000 in a year and aren't likely to start now.
How prepared are we to pay for it?
Ill prepared at this point. When I got sick, that was kind of pretty much the end of it.
We have a little bit of savings, and we have some family that's being very kind to us.
Had I not gotten sick, I may very well have put that money in the market, so it'd be gone anyway. So what's the difference? Plenty of other people put their money in the market and lost 40% of it. We didn't. We spent it on bills.
It's going to be a hard year for everybody, not just us. And I don't think kids have any understanding of what it means to go into debt.
I'll admit I'm one of those kids. Anna is way more practical than I am, willing to make a decision based on the school that gives the most financial aid. I'm ready to stretch myself to go to a school I really want, hopefully Brown or Harvard. But $200,000 for an education is really daunting. I know that means that I will have to work through college and immediately after. I don't really know what it's like to work paycheck to paycheck to pay a bill. That is scary. Honestly, I worry about my parents, too. Are they going to take out loans? Are they going to try and get that money from family? I don't want my college education to be the end of their livelihood. That's worse than debt. That's an emotional debt. But my dad always used to joke that in exchange for financing my education, I'd have to buy him a house on a golf course one day. I'm hoping if he invests in me this time, maybe I'll be able to give him the Myrtle Beach home he's always wanted.
William Nelligan is a reporter for Blunt Radio in Maine. His story was produced by Youth Radio. And if you have questions about how to pay for college, you can head to npr.org for a live chat today at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time.